Chris Schultz with what he's been viewing. Good morning, sir.
Kia ora, Catherine. I was just rocking out to ZZ Top in the
classic
studio.
That's a classic. Died in his sleep. It's, you hope it's a good way to go, don't you?
Well, responsible for one of the biggest Western Springs concerts ever, apparently. 80,000 people showed up for their show in 1987, which is a phenomenal amount. I've been there with 50,000 people, so 80, I can't even imagine.
Rocking right on down and out. Now, the White Lotus is on Neon.
The White Lotus, yeah. Do you know, Catherine, those shows that you watch and right from the opening credits, you know you're going to fall in love with it? This is one of those shows. I think it's only ever happened for me once before, maybe with 6 Feet Under, and the opening credits for that were phenomenal. This, the opening credits for this are like, they're unsettling, they're jarring, the music's really tense and knotty, and really quite beautiful credits. And that is the show. This is a show about that thing we used to do before the worldwide pandemic, and that's, you know, go to holiday resorts. It was shot in Maui. During the pandemic, the cast and crew all stayed in a bubble, and it's about rich white holiday owners going on holiday. And it's more than that. Obviously, that's a rich setup for a comedy show, but this is actually a deep dive into class divides. But there are the obvious things between these rich Americans going on holiday for weeks at a time at this beautiful resort, jarring with, you know, the indigenous population who perform for them at these evening meals. So that's happening. There's issues between a couple in the show who have just got married, and the groom is very wealthy. The bride is a online journalist struggling for money, and, you know, she's debating at one point whether she should pick up a job that's been offered while she's on honeymoon, and her new husband's like, don't bother, I'll pay you double. So that's happening. But then it's just, you know, it's so tense. This show is so tense the whole way through. It just feels like a bonfire ready to explode. And look, eventually it does. I'm not going to spoil what happens, but, you know, the opening shot is of a body being loaded onto a plane. So, you know, someone's not going to make it out of the show alive. I was trying to think of what to compare the show to. It's quite hard to really come up with a comparison. The vibe and the tone is very unique, but I think the closest thing is probably the reality show Survivor, because it's got the same kind of tension. You know, there's just so much going on, even as they're just kind of sitting around at dinner. There's so many class issues that are playing out, just bubbling beneath the surface. And at the center of it all is this incredible resort manager, played by an Australian actor. I forget his name, but he, in the first episode, comes off the wagon and he spirals throughout the show to the point where he just kind of stops caring. And it's incredible to watch this guy's performance. It's amazing. It's a great show. This is going to be one of my shows of the year for sure.
Alrighty. Now, to Kura, which is on TVNZ On Demand.
Yeah, fascinating backstory to Kura. This is a show about Papa Kura. Shout out to anyone from Papa Kura listening, because they'll definitely know about the show. They helped get it made, actually. This was the winner of a TVNZ competition back in 2018. They put out a call for budding TV creators to make a show, and they funded 5 pilots, and people voted for their favorite one. Kura was the winner. And the first season of 5 episodes, it was only a web series, it never played on TV, but it's only about half an hour of TV all up. The episodes are about 5 to 10 minutes long. And this was one of the most watched local shows on TVNZ On Demand last year. Just to give you some perspective, it was 3rd just under Shortland Street and The Bachelorette. That's how big this tiny little show became. It was only made for $100,000. The two guys who made it were, they were born and I think that they grew up in Papa Kura, so they wanted to show off their home suburb. They wanted to give it they wanted to change the viewpoint that a lot of people have of Papa Kura. You know, a lot of people know it for the bad things that happened there, the murder of pizza delivery worker Michael Choi, for example. And they wanted to just give it a different vibe. So this is a bit of a celebration. Every shot is in the suburb. a lot of the actors, I think, are from there. Even, you know, some of the locations, the people working in the background are just people who work there every day. And that meant that people who live there really got behind the show. They love it. Apparently the stars of the show can't even walk down the street without getting mobbed. They're kind of celebrities out there. Anyway, it's back for season two. I think it just debuted over the last weekend. It's a bigger season. It's 6 episodes of 20 minutes each, I think. And there's a bigger cast. They obviously have more money this time around. When a show does that well, they get a lot more money thrown at them. But not only that, they had a few famous faces get in touch and say, you know, I love your show. I want to be in it. Can you put me in it? One of those guys was Vinnie Bennett from the Fast and Furious movie that recently came out and broke records across the world. He's a Christchurch actor and shows up in Kuda, this kind of small show. I guess just to point out why the show is so good, I'm from Whanganui and I kind of relate to it because a lot of these guys feel like the guys I grew up with, my mates from school. You know, it's focused around the friendship of two characters, Hotone and Billy John, and that kind of vague space you're in after you leave school and before you decide what you're doing with your life, and they're kind of muddling around their home suburb wondering if they should go to Australia or, you know, what they should do next. It's all about that. So I think everyone can kind of connect with that, you know.
Excellent.
Whether you're from a small suburb or a small part of New Zealand, it's just got that vibe.
Great to see it rating so well. Kura is TVNZ On Demand, this new series, season two. Now, Heist is on Netflix.
Yeah, I was trying to find a movie to recommend you, Catherine, and I just couldn't find a good one. This will kind of do, though. This has a movie kind of vibe to it. It's a true crime show, for sure, but it's played out like a Guy Ritchie movie. So it's full of reenactments, but they're done really well. Like these are proper like movie style reenactments. The show's it's three stories, two episodes each that go back and tell a story of someone who got into heist. Now these aren't hardened criminals. These are people like you and I guess, who made a wrong decision or two and ended up stealing a plane full of money or driving off with a van full of cash or getting involved in the biggest bourbon heist in America's history. So it's kind of fascinating from that point of view. They tell the stories with talking heads, the people who were there at the time, and then they reenact what actually happened. And these are big, twisted, knotted stories. My favorite one is the second one. It's about a Mexican immigrant who goes to America and tries to have a baby with his wife who suffers a late stage miscarriage, and they really want a baby and they can't afford to adopt. It's going to be like $30,000. So he stays up all night for months watching CSI, learning how to get away with a plane heist. You know, this plane lands every day and they unload the money, and he works out how to steal it without leaving a trace by watching like these fictional American crime shows. And he almost does get away with it. I won't spoil it, but that's the vibe. You know, he's in the show. All of his mates are interviewed as well. So, guys like that, it's surprising they got them to talk. There's some really great interviews in the mix of this kind of Guy Ritchie high octane action. Yeah, it's a really easy, fun watch, and we ripped through it, I think, in about two nights. That's the kind of show it is.
Good stuff. Thanks for the recommendations, Chris Schultz. Heist is on Netflix. Kura is on TVNZ On Demand. And The White Lotus, which he raved about, is a six-part HBO series that can be found on Neon.